This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. If you missed our interview with Nick Caserio earlier, Seth told an incredible story. I'm so glad you told this story, Seth. I like that we've got the relationship with Nick where we can go on some tangents like that. That's kind of, yeah. I think Nick enjoyed this story tremendously. This actually predates Nick being in the NFL. I don't think he got to the NFL until 2000, but this is when Seth was on the Jags. You were rehabbing. Well, I'll let you tell it real quick. Tell the abridged version of it
just
here.
Just real quick.
Because I've got the box score in front of me for this game.
The Jaguars played the Vikings on Monday Night Football and just got absolutely destroyed. And on the way home, I was on the injured reserve, so I was just at home watching it. On the way home from the Monday Night Football game, the Jacksonville airport was fogged in, so the team had to land in Orlando and sit on the tarmac for 3 or 4 hours, whatever it was. And I'm going in to do my rehab the next day at like 7 a.m. And in the parking lot, I see Tony Boselli and Mark Brunell getting out of Brunell's car wearing their suits that we would have had to travel with. And I said, what's going on, guys? And they said, well, Coughlin's making everybody come in and do 15 minutes on the exercycle because we lost. So after, like, there was no go home and get some sleep.
Nope.
Like, no, you don't deserve sleep. You need to go in and exercise, and then you can go home and sleep.
That was a funny wisecrack by Nick. Like, oh, I guess this is before we knew about all the sleep studies and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
50-10 was the final score of
it
that game.
It was so bad. Oh.
50-10, and it was a slow, not a slow bleed, but Minnesota had 3 in the first quarter, 9 in the second quarter, 14 in the third quarter, and then the floodgates just opened, and there was 24 points in the fourth quarter.
At one point they had to play a practice squad call up at offensive line, who was awful. He was a really bad offensive lineman. And I'm watching at home, and I'm like, oh, no. And then what the guys told me on the field was this kid came. I won't even say his name. He was that bad. I don't want to embarrass him. John Randall started barking maniacally.
Yeah, you've told
this
story.
And then him and Robert Smith's brother, what was his name? Anyway, we're arguing, fighting with each other over who got to line up over this
No
guard.
Way.
And go against him, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's incredible. Robert Smith's brother, I'm looking at the starter. So, yeah, nobody named Smith on there. 50-10, the final score. Fred Taylor had over 100 yards rushing in that
game. Fernando Smith.
Fernando Smith.
Maybe Fernando wasn't. It might have been another one of their defensive
players. Yeah. That was a Jonathan Quinn joint that night. 12 of 27, 88 yards, 2 picks. Yikes. All right, so we will not dwell on that game. That was a hilarious story. If you missed it, you can either on the Rewind feature or subscribe to the Payne and Pendergast podcast like so many thousands of others have, and you can listen to the interview in its entirety because I know Ben Gary, our producer, does a great job of getting the podcasts up. Here was David Mulligetta yesterday on First Take. Sat down with Stephen A. Smith and the group on First Take. David Mulligetta is Micah Parsons' agent, and he went on there to clear the air about some of the misconceptions that were out there about how the whole Micah Parsons contractual saga went. As Jerry Jones tells it, he and Micah sat down and agreed to a contract back in the summertime, and that he felt that was a binding deal. They didn't need to involve David Mulligetta. David Mulligetta paints a very different picture of the meeting that Micah had with Jerry Jones when they discussed contractual terms. Here's how it went via David Mulligetta.
As far as Mike is concerned, he was, you know, he was out of the country. He got a call from Jerry's assistant and was asked to come in to meet about leadership. So when he got back from his vacation, he came in and he gave them a call, told him he was back. He was ready to meet. At some point during that meeting that was represented to him about was going to be about leadership, it turned into contract talk. And, you know, if you're a 25-year-old football player and your boss, who happens to be the most powerful person in the NFL, starts talking about contracts, it's hard for you to end that conversation. So they had a conversation. Micah nodded his head out of respect. Obviously, there's a power dynamic that's a little different there. One guy is the owner of the team and the GM. And the other one is Micah Parsons, a young 25-year-old football player. So I'm not sure if there was a miscommunication there by the time Micah walked out, but at no point did Micah believe that he was negotiating a contract.
You nailed it. That is a timeshare salesman tactic right there.
That's, yeah, that's exactly the way that I thought it sounded. From and I deduced all this from Jerry Jones and the way he was talking about it. This was Jerry Jones trying to pull the wool over a young person or somebody who's not as, you know, doesn't have the financial acumen that a billionaire does, and just trying to dupe him into signing a contract and forcing, oh, nope, we agreed on it. We agreed on it. This is why players have agents. And this is why the collective bargaining agreement doesn't allow owners to try to cut the agent out of the process. And Jerry Jones kept trying to play this Southern Belle, like, well, I just, you know, I didn't realize we had to get a third person involved. I thought that we could just come to it like grown men and have this discussion. He might as well have been a judge saying, like, son, I don't know why you think you need an attorney. Don't you think you can stand up for yourself? Mm-hmm. Like, no, there's a reason. Yeah. The reason is we have defense attorneys, the reason you have agents, yep. The reason you have lawyers. And if somebody has one, you're not allowed to try to cut them out of it. No. Like, the Cowboys should be getting fined heavily for the way Jerry Jones acted in this situation. The problem is that the NFLPA currently has no gonads whatsoever.
It's a headless horseman,
like,
right now.
Yeah, like, literally, I don't know who's in charge right now. Right. I know they don't have any human beings that know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, if what David Mulligetta, if the way he lays that out is accurate, that is nefarious on the part of Jerry Jones.
That's nefarious in plain sight.
Yeah.
It was nefarious in plain sight, the way that Jerry Jones was operating and acting like he was befuddled as to how it works in the NFL. That apparently he's got something they call an agent. I don't know. I've never heard of such a, you clown.
And I know.
You've been in the league for over three decades.
There's going to be people like, oh, he's so evil. He was going to give him $40.5 million. Then you just don't understand how negotiations work.
Like, right. No, and also they presented it. They did a classic, like bad baseball teams do sometimes when they say, hey, we offered him this, or they leak that we offered him this. But Jerry doesn't have to leak it. He says it, but doesn't. And again, that's where he was trying to dupe, in his mind, the dumb football player.
Yeah.
The average per year is meaningless.
Yeah.
Sometimes players care too much about the average per year, and they only want to be the highest paid player, and the teams are kind of like, cool, we can get away with it. We'll call you the highest paid player, but not give you the right guarantees.
Yeah, we give you a bunch of funny money years at the end that we're never going to pay you.
And that's what it sounds like Jerry Jones was trying to do.
Yes.
He was trying to treat him like a babe in the woods and take advantage of him and tell him that he doesn't need an agent.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The problem is that because there's social media now, and fans keep score on these things. The easiest way to keep score is average annual value. So that's become the metric, because we as a watching populace here, it's the easiest thing for us to consume. Like, I know that $47 million a year is higher than $45 million a year, and that's all I need to know. And you're right. That's not the real scoreboard. Shouldn't be the real scoreboard. But for some guys, you're right, it is. They like the accolades of people saying that they're the highest paid guy.
Right.
When in actuality, they're not. You know, like Stingley's a good example of that. Sauce Gardner now has the highest average annual value for a cornerback. He surpassed Derek Stingley Jr. Stingley is getting more guaranteed money. Stingley knows he's going to get $89 million. Now, Sauce is not going to go poor, but he's making like 83, something like that. You know, like that's the scoreboard.
You know, as an owner, as a GM, you like to be able to like placate the player by making him the highest average paid player, but also, you know, not actually giving him the best deal. Mm-hmm. Yet at the same time, I feel like most of the players who can't grasp that being the highest paid player, it doesn't mean all that much until you look at it, are also the kinds of guys that you don't necessarily want to give all that money.
Right.
A guy that's so wrapped up in being the highest paid guy as opposed to a guy who's wrapped up in winning Super Bowls or anything else, like that's there's a division there. I'd almost be like, if this guy accepts this contract, I don't know if he's the right kind of guy.
Yeah, you're right. It's a catch-22.
If his ego is so easily manipulated, I'm not sure he's the right guy. That's an offer retracted.
Yep, it's a catch-22, no doubt. David Mulligetta said that Jerry's assistant called Micah while he was out of the country. I bet he was on that trip to Asia with C.J. Stroud. I bet that's where he was. He was on that trip. I bet he got the call, and Micah looked over at C.J. and said, oh, yeah, I got to go in. You think you're this big leader. I'm getting ready to go talk to my owner about leadership. Yeah. He wants to talk to me about leadership. He probably wants me to put together the entire framework of a leadership Bible for the Dallas Cowboys.
Ugh. Gosh.
Nope, he's just trying to get you to sign for several tens of millions less guaranteed than your agent will get you eventually.
Creepy old geezer that dude is. Yep. I mean, he's been creepy before he was old. He's been creepy. That trailer they showed for the Netflix one, where he winks, isn't that not the creepiest wink you've ever seen?
It's up there. Yep.
Yeah, like it looks completely like a wink of like, sure, you can have this job, but there are strings attached.
That's right. Hey, one quick text. We just got done talking about Laramie Tunsil in the previous segment. Anyone else on false start watch this year for Laramie? Yes, sir. I will be on false start watch every week for Laramie Tunsil. Yeah.
People don't understand. They just don't understand.
They don't. Washington.
And when Laramie Tunsil got signed, I went on. You and I both did radio shows in Washington. We went on and we told our version of the truth.
Yeah.
And every single time, like, oh, come on, it's 5 yards. You don't know.
You didn't live
through it.
That's right. You'll find out. You'll find out, Washington.
The most fun I had was I was on a show in Washington. And I told them about the Minnesota experience where the Texans, by way of four straight pre-snap penalties, took themselves out of field goal range.
Yeah.
The final two were Laramie Tunsil. And the host was dead set against me. He looked up the box score as I was talking about it, and he was like, oh, wow.
Come on over, buddy. Come on over. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. If you missed it, we had Nick Caserio on a little bit earlier. You can hit that rewind feature on the Odyssey app or just subscribe to the Payne and Pendergast podcast and you'll get the entire thing. We talked for a good 50 minutes with it. I think this might have been our longest hit with him today. We talked to him for about 50 minutes. It was a good conversation. A lot of Rams game stuff in there if you're looking for some preview material. We'll play some of that in the 9 o'clock hour. We've got some Caserio cuts that we'll get to. But let's circle back. The big topic today here locally actually is Astros. Did Framber Valdez intentionally bean his own catcher last night in the game against the Yankees? We will reset that and give you our take on it coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.